Dropping his harpoon, the brawny savage caught him in his arms, and by an almost miraculous dexterity and strength sent him high up bodily into the air. Then, slightly tapping his stern in mid-somerset, the fellow landed with bursting lungs upon his feet, while Queequeg, turning his back upon him, lighted his tomahawk pipe and passed it to me for a puff.
"Capting! Capting!" yelled the bumpkin, running towards that officer. "Capting! Capting! Here's the devil!"
"Hello, you, sir!" cried the captain, a gaunt rib of the sea, stalking up to Queequeg. "What in thunder do you mean by that? Don't you know you might have killed that chap?"
"What him say?" said Queequeg, as he mildly turned to me.
"He say," said I, "that you came near killy that man there," pointing to the still shivering greenhorn.
"Killy!"
cried Queequeg, twisting his tattooed face into an unearthly expression of disdain.
"Ah! Him bevy small fishy! Queequeg no killy so smally fishy! Queequeg killy big whale!"
"Look you!" roared the captain. "I'll killy you, you cannibal, if you try any more of your tricks aboard here, so mind your eye!" But it so happened just then that it was high time for the captain to mind his own eye. The prodigious strain upon the mainsail had parted the weather-sheet, and the tremendous boom was now flying from side to side, completely sweeping the entire after part of the deck.